Everything's costing more. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Inflation surges to a four-decade high in January, hurting President Biden's push to sell more big spending.
I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down. I know food prices are up, and we're working to bring them down.
The consumer price index rose 7.5% in the 12 months ending in January, the hottest pace since 1982. And though wages are up, inflation is eating gains. Team Biden still argues the solution is trillions more in spending, claiming Build Back Better will ease inflationary pressures by bringing down costs for child and elder care and prescription drugs.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Stocks dived on inflation and interest rate worries. The Dow lost 526 points. The U.S. is urging Americans to leave Ukraine now before Russia decides to take military action. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the West hopes to avoid a war, but
we're also looking at this very pragmatically. I mean, we continue to see, even over just the last 24 to 48 hours, Mr. Putin add to his military capabilities. No sign whatsoever of de-escalating the tensions. No sign whatsoever of sitting down seriously and taking a negotiated path forward.
Russia is conducting military exercises with neighboring Belarus and has sent six warships into the Black Sea. President Biden met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday as he narrows his list of possible Supreme Court nominees. Democrats believe the nominee will get some Republican support.
But that in the end, the president will make a decision based on someone that he believes will be the wisest and that also someone who actually understands the experience of everyday Americans.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
Champion snowboarder Shaun White takes his final run at the Olympics as the next generation steps up.
Shaun White did manage to come away with an 85 on his second run of the men's snowboarding halfpipe final in Beijing, but a promising start on his third run ended up with the Flying Tomato crashing, his score landing him in fourth, and White failing to get on the medal stand for this, his final Olympic event of his career. He did come away with a rousing round of applause from his fellow competitors and from the few that were on hand to watch his third and final run. White will exit a three-time Olympic gold medalist credited for putting the sport on the map for the Winter Games with his winning run at the 2006 Olympics in Turin, Italy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Democratic-backed bill to expand voting access in New Mexico advances toward a Senate floor vote. A legislative panel endorsed the bill Thursday, clearing the way for debate on the Senate floor, but it will have to be quick. The legislative session ends next week. Southern California is dealing with something unusual, winter wildfires. Fox's William LaJeunesse says the outlook is positive for a fire near Laguna Beach.
The weather's improving. Winds are down. They have all the resources they need here. This brush fire exploded, 50-mile-an-hour winds, no rain for 6 weeks in a wilderness area. All it needed was a spark. So the water drops started before dawn, and probably they had about 10 minutes before it hit some of these neighborhoods. It's 145 acres. Right now it's about 5% contained, but it's a little misleading because that's when they get a ring around the fire, but no homes or lives lost, no damage, no injuries. So all in all, been a good day.
A smaller wildfire in Whittier, east of Los Angeles, burned two homes. And family members of former Miss USA Chesley Christ say they'll hold a memorial service for her in Charlotte, North Carolina next week. Prist jumped to her death from a Manhattan high-rise on January 30th. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.